claimed by many to be the first bank robbery in the United States in which a car was used as a getaway vehicle, the 1922 Eureka Springs bank robbery will be reenacted on September 11th. The bank robbery, according to Jeff Feldman, president and CEO of the Greater Eureka Springs Chamber of Commerce, was an ill-conceived attempt by a gang of robbers from Oklahoma that was foiled by the townspeople.
A gang reportedly from Oklahoma thought they would make a large score by robbing the bank just after the payroll had been received by the bank. And they had cased the bank on numerous occasions and decided that 12 high noon, was a good time to rob the bank, as everyone except perhaps one teller went home for lunch.
Unfortunately, the robber appointed to keep track of time set his watch an hour early. Consequently, the robbers reached the bank at 11 a.m. instead of high noon as originally planned.
Instead of robbing the bank at high noon, they attempted to rob the bank about 11 a.m., about an hour before lunch. And the bank was equipped with a foot pedal alarm at the time, according to news reports. The teller had the wherewithal to hit the foot pedal alarm, which alerted numerous businesses adjacent and near the bank. And apparently at that time, many of the townsfolk during that time period were wont to wear guns and weapons. So they came out, realized what was happening at the bank, and as the robbers made their exit, the townsfolk drew down on them and shot several of the robbers. Apparently, I think, according to news reports, they winged the getaway kick car driver, who later crashed into some buildings or an iron post during his getaway, and he was also captured. So I think there were a couple of fatalities and one or two survivors. The one and only Eureka Springs failed bank robbery.
The 1922 Eureka Springs bank robbery is in its 40th year of reenactment and will be preceded by the antique car parade that will feature between 250 and 400 antique automobiles. The automobiles will also be judged, and awards and cash prizes will be handed out to the winners. Held typically the weekend after the Labor Day weekend, the reenactment will begin as soon as the cars line up at a nearby shopping village or downtown Eureka Springs.
During the time of the parade, we have some bandits and some floozies, some town folks that are dressed up, that hobnob with the crowd. Usually the streets are lined with throngs and thousands of people anticipating the parade and the bank robbery.
The lead car of the parade, which is typically used as the getaway car for the reenactment, will then be led to the site of the original bank robbery in downtown Eureka Springs. This year, a 1934 Model A will be used as the lead car, even though it was a 1922 Ford Model T that was used as the getaway vehicle in the original robbery. Before the reenactment starts, a group of troubadours will situate themselves in a balcony overlooking the old bank and narrate the failed 1922 bank robbery in songs.
Pretty close to high noon, the robbers and the getaway car converge on the store that used to house the bank, and the bad guys enter the bank and come out. And we use blank ammunition in real guns. This is a troop that's been performing for a very, very, very long time, a troop of locals, as is our floozies and other folks. And they proceed to have a shootout in the middle of the street where most of the bad guys are killed. And our heroes, our town folks, are celebrated. But it can get pretty loud and pretty smoky in the middle of the street there. It's fairly authentic and definitely raises some eyebrows and grabs your attention if you're not prepared for it. So it's a lot of fun.
But that is not all. There is more fun to be had.
Then we have a little fun with the undertakers who come out and kind of measure our bad guys for coffins. And everybody just has a grand old time during the reenactment. It's an opportunity for a lot of photos. We usually get the bad guys and the floozies and the good guys together for a group shot before everything happens, so it's a lot of fun.
The 1922 Eureka Springs Bank robbery reenactment will begin close to high noon on September 11th at the original location of the First National Bank of Eureka Springs, where now the store Rock and Mineral Mine stands. For more details on participation in the Antique Car Parade or the reenactment, please visit www.eurekaspringschamber.com. For Results at Large, this is Iti Agniotri Mudholkar.